hindi ako love ni Lord eh. Kasi bagsak yung negosyo ko. Wala akong benta ngayon. Pinaparusahan yata ako sa kasalanan ko nung...
Mukhang hindi ka nag-ikapo. Ganon.
Oo, ganyan. Sobrang daming iisipin. I remember nga one time, as a businessman, ganito ako manligaw, no? Yung checky, gagawa ko checky. Yung checky ko love letter.
Wait, you have to share. Paano yung
ginawa? Sinusulat mo sa likod, sinusulat ko sa harapan. Tapos laki na amount, 1 million. Tapos ang proposal ko pa nga sa misis ko, can you be my beneficiary?
Wow!
Sobrang businessman, no?
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Big Bro and Friends!
Hi, everyone!
Hello!
Hi.
This is part 2.
This is part 2 of our conversation with the CEO of Dropify and StratQuad, Mr. Sir Kuya Charles.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello. Welcome
Sir
again
Kuya
to
Charles.
The show,
welcome.
Sir Charles.
Yes, and as promised, may tanong po si Adrian at saka si Josh tungkol sa negosyong sisimulan nila.
Ayan. Oo nga po. Actually, isakto nga po. Kasi sa last episode, no, doon sa previous na pinag-usapan po natin, nabanggit po natin na meron naman tayong resources ngayon or yung mga like yung internet kung para makapag-start ng business. Pero ano po ba yung specific na kailangan po malaman? Like for example, ako po ngayon, naisip ko po kasi yung parents ko kasi they're looking to start a business din pag nag-retire na sila and from their work. Tapos, pero kung tinanong po nila ako, ano po yung masasabi ko na ano ba yung dapat namin malaman talaga when we start a business? Kasi ako for example, wala rin po akong idea or mabibigay sa kanila na ito yung dapat mong gawin or ito. Or ano po ba yung mga dapat na parang kung meron po bang steps or meron po bang specific videos or instructions that they need to know for them to start? Meron po bang ganon, Sir Charles?
Yes, ang ganda ng tanong, no? The answer to your question is yes. Pero ang tatanungin mo muna sa'yo, kung anong platform ka? Kasi pag sinabi mong business, napakalawak yan eh. Pwede kang nagkakarinderiya, pwede ka nag-online. Saan, pero ang tanong, sabi natin dahil usong-usong ngayon yung online, saan ka magbebenta? Sa website mo ba? Sa marketplace such as Lazada, Shopee, or mag-build ka ng WooCommerce? So sabi natin, papalitin lang natin, no? Nag-decide tayo, ay, dahil sikat na sikat yung Lazada and Shopee, doon tayo magbenta. Actually, if you're gonna start, meron ang ganda ng nung dalawang platform na yun, meron silang website na university.lazada.com.ph. Rinomote ko naman si Lazada, no? At saka si Shopee University, no? So, there are lahat ng videos doon libre. Okay, once you signed up to them as a merchant, you will have access to all those videos from basic to pro. Okay? So, ito yung katotohanan, no? People would always ask the question. Pero nandoon yon when you start your own online shop, makikita mo na kaagad yon na may mga tutorial videos on how you will be able to grow your business online.
Mm. Oh, sakto po yun, no? Kasi hindi ko nga rin po alam na meron palang ganun. May mga,
alam mo, nung, yeah, nung yung sa Shopee, one time nag-check ako, biglang nakita ko, may nag-Shopee live. Tapos nung nakita ko, ang daming viewers. Sabi ko, kilala ko to. Youth, nung youth pastor ako, isa sa mga youth nung youth pastor ako. Tapos nalaman ko, sobrang laki ng kinikita niya doing Shopee Live. At yun na yung major source of income niya. Yun lang yung ginagawa niya. I think every 3 times a week siya mag-Shopee Live, sold na siya at sobrang dami niyang kinikita. So parang, hindi natin alam na nandun na pala lahat ng tools needed for you to actually start an online business. Di ba? Joshua, I think may future ka kung nag-Shopee Live ka. Ngiti ka nga.
Yun!
Yun! Oo nga!
Malay mo, isang ngiti mo, 10,000 yan, di ba?
Naging ano na po siya, brand ambassador.
Yun! Si Adrian, may product din yan, yung ano, pampapute ng ano?
Ngipin.
Ngipin.
Palawas na po yun. Hindi. Sige, tuloy na natin ang tanong. Ano. Ayun, speaking of starting a business, like yun sila, yung parents ni Josh at all, meron bang certain experience na needed for that or kailangan may certain studies ka na ginawa or kailangan may pinasukan ka muna for that when you want to start a business or kahit sino or kahit anong level mo pwede kang mag-start? May ganun bang ano, Sir Charles?
Ito sasabihin ko, no? Dapat wala. Ang sagot dyan sa tanong mo, walang criteria. Pero ito yung dapat mo malaman. Each person has different capacities. So, yung capacity ko as a person, sample, my resources and my talent and my skills is different from you, Adrian. So, hindi mo pwede compare yung sarili mo sa akin. So, now, ang question ko sa'yo, how do you develop those capacities? So, yung kunyari, yung risk ko, kaya ko mag-risk ng ganito kalakas yung hindi ako magiging emo. Ay, natalo ako ng 10,000 today. Ay, hindi ako emotional but I keep fighting and moving on. Different din yung emotions natin. So, how do you develop those skills as an entrepreneur? So, pero wala kung tatanungin mo, wala akong criteria for that. Some people are, ano tawag dito, tahimik lang, pero magaling sa online, magaling pala sila mag-chat, magaling sila mag-eloquent sila mag-sales talk. Yung iba naman, magaling mag-boka, hindi naman magaling mag-chat. So, iba impatient, etc. So, it differs for each person.
Agree. Mukhang ganun. Ako po, ano, to jump off lang with that. Kasi po, when other people or even yung mga ka-browsers po natin, when they start a business, sometimes I heard this a lot, na they tried to start their own businesses because meron pong mindset na, if I may say, corporate slave, ayaw po nilang maging ganun. So that's why they want to start off and jump from that parang working na may boss ako and they want to be a CEO of their own. Ano po ba yung dapat na motivation of why we want to start, or meron po ba talagang certain na i-consider aside from the financial aspect, yung the behavioral siguro po or the motivational part?
Gusto mo sakitin yan?
Hindi, ikaw.
Okay, alam mo, ito rin sabi ko, maturity ng person. When yung sinabi ko last time sa last episode natin, no, sabi ko, I started because out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ngayon, sample ko nga, ngayon 2021, I'm starting all over again. Kung hindi yung alam kasi nasunog din yung business ko, December 29, nasunog yung warehouse namin and nawala lahat. As in, nawala lahat. And I'm starting all over again. Pero ngayon yung maturity ko na as a businessman is different. Di na out of desperation. It's about fulfilling the mission and finding purpose of what we're doing. So it's a totally different aspect in life, a different perspective in life. The courage is different, the motivation is different. So yung desires ng heart mo, it matures. It differs to each person din. Walang tama, walang pwedeng may maling desires or what, iba yung motives, pero kung pwede rin magsasucceed ba sila, pwede. Okay, so kanya-kanya yan eh. It's how you journey with your business.
Tama.
And since you touched on nga yung nasunog and then even before naunloy ka, what are practical ways to manage expectations and disappointments in business? Kasi I know I get quite emotional when and hindi pa nga siya tragedy, parang maliliit lang na bagay na doesn't go right. How do you manage expectations and disappointments?
Okay, ito yung maganda, no. Ito yung na-realize ko once yung parang journey ko as a businessman, no. Yung identity ko is not attached to these material things. Identity ko rin is not attached to fame or to what I do or kung ano yung mga successes ko. Alam ko, na-realize ko talaga, isang pitik lang ni Lord talagang pwedeng mawala, like what happened. It's an eye-opener for me. I failed many times. Pero yung failure kasi, iba yung nasunugan, iba yung na-bankrupt ka lang or natumba yung isang business mo. As I journey, natutunan ko rin, no, kasi, di ba, tinuturo sa atin sa finances, parang, what do you do? Bakit ka nag-work? To start, syempre, sabihin natin, emergency fund, no? Parang ganyan, di ba? May mga goals tayong sineset. Same thing with my business. I treat my business as a person din, parang ganun. So, yung business ko, may emergency funds din yan. So, when things happen, hindi sunog na sunog yung bank account ko, hindi ako tumbang-tumba. Ibig sabihin, naka-risk management ako. Mas may wisdom. Sana yun yung gusto kong ma-impart, no, sa mga nakikinig sa inyo. No? You don't have to have MMK na story na, ay, tumba yung negosyo ko, tapos pati yung pamilya ko, tumba na lahat, tumba, tumba, tumba lahat. Sobrang negative. You have to control. You have to be, yan yung natutunan ko, may wisdom. So, hindi, kahit nasunog yung warehouse, may insurance, may natabi ako to bounce back, may emergency funds, hindi ibig sabihin ko may wisdom na regarding that when doing business. It doesn't have to be all out. You have to manage your finances and your risk as well.
Tawag dyan sa buhay yung margins. May margins ka. Parang may, ano ba sa Tagalog yung margin?
Dulo.
Hindi, dulo.
Pagitan?
May pagitan ka yung, di ba parang hindi mo isasagad kasi nga pag nawala to, wala na. Kaya dami na de-depress, maraming nalulungkot sobra pag nawala yung negosyo kasi wala silang margins. Di ba? And I think in life, you need to have margins. No, na meron kayong at least, kunyari, yung like emergency fund is a margin. Insurance is a margin. So those are things na hindi ko living on the edge na parang lagi na lang do or die na to. Bahala na.
I heard then from another speaker na winners know when to quit, which just goes against the grain nga na parang, ano yun? Winners never quit, ganun.
Yeah,
pero
yeah.
Now, I think more speakers, more businessmen are sharing their knowledge na kailangan calculated palagi ang risk. Hindi pwede go lang ng go kasi it's just irresponsible, kumbaga.
Yeah, tama.
Sir Charles, may question din ako, no? Doing the business, alam ko may mga failures ka rin na naranasan, whether consciously or unconsciously. Ano yung mga bagay na dapat iwasan yung mga young entrepreneur na mag-start pa lang ngayon as they start their business? At least yung mapapayag nyo sila na iwasan nila to or wag nilang gawin tong mga ganitong bagay.
Kahit hindi po young.
Kahit hindi.
Basta bagong negosyante po.
Bagong negosyante.
Gusto ko kasi yung parents ko.
Tama.
Sabi ko sa inyo, ito yung sa mga eye-opener sa akin, no? If your identity or your purpose is based dun sa business mo, sobrang hirap magnegosyo. Sabihin ko sa inyo, parang sobrang para kang magkakaroon ng ano tawag dito, para kang bubulag. Bubulag ka sa pera, mabubulag ka sa success, magiging depressed ka pag wala kang benta. Pero ito yung katotohanan, yung business up and down eh. Wala namang everyday Pasko na nag-up eh. So at the end of the day, it's your heart. Titingnan mo yung sarili mo, mapagod ka rin, no? Kahit sobrang successful ka, you'll be burned out. Because if you're not living your purpose in life, which is to obey, honor, and glorify God, you'll be blinded. So kahit sabihin natin you failed, wala, parehas lang yan. You failed or you succeed, your heart will turn away from the Lord. If you attach your identity and your relationship to, ibig sabihin, hindi ako love ni Lord eh. Kasi bagsak yung negosyo ko. Wala akong benta ngayon. Pinaparusahan yata ako sa kasalanan ko.
Mukhang di ka nag-ikapo. Ganun.
Oo, ganyan. Sobrang daming iisipin. So yun yung pinaka, actually pag nag-negosyo ka, God wants your heart. Doon talaga matetest yung heart mo. Bibigay mo ba sa akin to or hindi?
Yeah. I think ako sa akin, no, your career and your business, walang emotions yan eh. So if you make an idol out of it, it will not respect you. Hindi na naman sabihin ng negosyo mo, dahil minahal mo ako sobra, mamahalin din kita. It doesn't work that way. Diba? 2020 showed us, may COVID, bam! Kahit naman anong sipag mo at paano mo tinay yung negosyo, or yan, si Charles, nasunugan, bam! Diba? Walang emotion ang negosyo. So pag ikaw emotional ka, pagdating sa negosyo mo, sometimes nagiging clouded yung judgment mo. Kasi nga ginawa mo siyang idol ng buhay mo. No? And you should not. No? And you should rather ask the Lord, Lord, ano bang gusto mong gawin ko? Diba? Ayun.
Agree.
Chingo, parang may tanong ka. Go.
Yes, meron po. Speaking kanina po nabanggit ni Sir Charles, nabanggit niya na yung mga usapang puso, ganyan. Ayan, gusto ko lang ipasok yung tanong na to. Aside from the business, I'm sure our ka-browser, yung mga nanonood sa atin ngayon, they are also curious, no? With all the things that you're doing, sa sobrang dami, patong-patong na businesses and all, paano nyo po ba nababalance even your relationship and yung love life nyo even when you started?
Lalo na nung bata ka pa, did you have a love life? Nung ano, doon pa kayo sa, like, sa bumenta ng fabric? Trip ba ng mga girls yung mga giyarda ka? Right?
Ano po ba ng balance yun?
Natawa ko dyan, no? Pero sa mga na nakikinig ngayon, no? Ang maganda, ewan ko, Dennis, nasa dugo ba natin to? Hindi, ang point ko is, hindi naman ako sobrang yaman nung kinasal din ako, no? I work really hard. And paano ko na-manage yan? I really do na to. But sa tingin ko, if I use the word grace, may grace si Lord, ito natatanda ko. Nung kinasal ako, sinabihan ako ng nanay ko, Charles, you're doing so much. Nagpre-prepare ka ng wedding, gumagastos ka. Second, nagtatayo ka ng store sa mall. Tapos nagtayo ka pa ng office ng online store mo. Tapos nagtayo ka pa ng bodega. Sobrang ginagal. Pero alam mo, at the end of the day, God, ganito si God, no? Ito sabihin ko sa'yo, God will just make your path straight. Okay? Hmm. Pero, syempre, kailangan din balance. Dapat ma-assess mo rin, okay, Lord, para sa akin ba to? Okay, ganyan. Actually, season in life lang naman yan eh. Pero at the end of the day, pag talagang inopen ni door, inopen ni God yung door para sa'yo, He will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. So, yeah.
Meaning to say po, yung time na nasa Tutuban pa po kayo doing the Cotton Depot na iba pa po yung pangalan and under your name pa po. is that the time na meron na rin po kayong girlfriend on that time? Hindi, parang ikakasal pa lang po kayo. Tama po ba?
Titingnan niyo yung mga ano, Tera. Hindi. Parang ito, maganda to.
Okay, dami ko niligawan ng babae. Sa tingin ko sa 10 niligawan ng babae, 11 busted. Sobrang dami.
Hindi nagpaturo sa akin.
Sobrang dami ko tingin. I remember yung one time, no, as a businessman, ganito ako magmanligaw, no? Yung cheque, gagawa ko cheque. Yung cheque ko, love letter.
Wait, you have to share. Paano yung ginawa?
Kung sinusulat mo sa likod, sinusulat ko sa harapan. Tapos laki na amount, 1 million. Tapos ang proposal ko pa nga sa misis ko, can you be my beneficiary?
Wow!
Sobrang businessman, no? Pero, wow. Kasi wife ko nasa insurance, no? So, ganyan po ako manligaw. Businessman din. So, gumagamit ako ng cheque doon kasi sulat yung love letter ko. I do that. Kung tapos proposal ka, can you be my beneficiary? Ganun nga yung style ko. Pero,
Buti.
May kumagat. Buti may kumagat. Pero, ano lang, sabi ko sa inyo, buti nga may kumagat.
Grace kasi, lang talaga niyo.
Pero sobrang daming failure.
Oh my God.
Ay, nako, grabe para sa mga ka-browsers. Take note nyo yung ganun. Talagang kailangan nyo rin magka-check in the future para naman may papampropose kayo.
Hindi pa ba nang check in?
Yung pala yung...
ano mga... Ito, may tanong ko for our listeners. Anong top 3 qualities to be a good businessman for you? Top 3. On top of mind.
Sino sasagot?
Ikaw. ikaw na mo lang negosyante dito, lahat kami.
Top 3 ko dapat. First is, hirap nito ah. Qualities na dapat hindi ka emotional, number one. Second, yung maturity, ibig sabihin ko, dapat willing ka to learn and to accept failures. So, ito sabihin ko, walang magbi-business na hindi mag-fail. Well, ako rin masasabi, walang business na isang beses ka lang nag-fail. That's impossible. A true-blooded businessman would fail so much.
Anong ano yung EQ ba yun?
EQ.
Emotional quotient ba yun? Quotient. Or adversity quotient? EQ. Adversity quotient mo dapat mataas. Kung if you face problems, you'll find a way. Hindi ka mag-give up agad.
Hindi ka susuko. I-party.
Okay. Third is integrity.
Ano ibig sabihin ng integrity?
Integrity. Ibig sabihin na hindi mo sisira yung pangalan mo because of money. Dapat yung judgment and decisions mo, you pay the right taxes, you pay your terms on time, hindi ka ibig sabihin ko, you set aside funds for that, hindi masisirain yung pangalan mo for those things, you pay the right wages. Ito sabihin ko sa iyo, no, those things sa businessman, it's very very hard when you're starting. Okay, but you see God's faithfulness. Ako sabi ko, when I started to do what is right, I'm nabibless ako more. Okay, people would
traditional yung mga talagang sabi natin na sa gray area ng business, hindi lang ma-conceptualize. Hindi, hindi ganito, ganito lang kinikita ko. If I pay the right wages, if I pay the right taxes, I will not earn much. But if you you do it, sabi nga God is our provider. Actually, business naman ni God yan. Hindi mo naman business.
Yeah.
Never kayo, ito ang pagkakamali. Minsan iniisip natin si God business partner mo. If, actually, hindi. God is your boss.
Yeah.
He's not your business partner.
He's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
Ang tunay na CEO. Mm-hmm. You touched on lang yung hindi pwede ka maging emotional. But meron kami last episode na turning your passion naman to business. So, magkaiba ba ang passion, emotional and passionate? Or talaga I can't be too passionate about my business. Magkaiba ba yun or what?
Ganito, sorry. Pwede ka naman maging emotional, not too much.
Not too much.
Okay, not too much. Okay. Kasi your work is also personal to you.
Yeah.
It's mahirap i-separate. Hindi mo ma-separate. Syempre may downfalls ka, may winning ka. Syempre kung kumita ka at na-close mo yung malaking sale, you're happy. So emotional din 'yan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ibig sabihin ko not to the point na parang it's your identity na nag-wave na rin yung emotions mo, hindi mo na ma-judge yung mga decisions na kailangan mong gawin. So that's what I'm telling na regarding emotional. Sa passion, passion is a good thing.
Yeah, I think passion is a positive virtue. Yeah. It's more of falling in love with your business na parang baby ko to, kahit na lugi na, I think that's the emotional part. Yung lugi na, sara mo na, hindi, baby ko to eh. Hindi ako nagsimula nito eh. Diba? Siguro mga tatlong taon pa. So tatlong taon mo pang susunugin yung pera mo. Diba? Sa mga nakanood ng startup, yan yung burn rate, diba?
Yan.
Hanggang kailan mo susunugin yung pera mo pag alam mo namang wala na talaga. But because you're being emotional about it, you continue the business even though it's gonna cost you millions already of debt. Tutuloy-tuloy ka pa rin dahil ayaw, yun yung sinabi mo kanina, you don't know when to quit because you're emotional about it.
Agree.
Oh, wow.
Siguro po to balance off lang. Kanina pa po kasi natin pinag-uusapan mostly yung how to start for the people na mag-i-start pa lang. Paano naman po yung mga nasa business na for quite some time pero like for example, mag-isa lang po sila pero they're trying to start and they want to hire pero hindi nila alam when was the right time to hire people in the journey. Parang kaya ko na ba magpasahod? Ano po ba yung mga things to consider for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ito problem, no? As a businessman, if you do not respect your finances, if you do not respect your accounting, at lahat puro hula lang, magkano kinita ko ngayon? Sa tingin ko, ganito. Magkano kinita ko sa itong buwan na to? Sa tingin ko, ganito, you will not be able to decide. Okay? So, you hindi mo alam kung magkano papasweldo dun sa tao kasi magbe-base, wala kang computation eh. So, the first thing that you have to do is know how much you're really earning. Are you capable of... Kaya hindi mo masagot kasi hindi mo alam magkano kinita mo. So, kanyari, sabi natin 100,000 ang kinita mo. So, sabihin natin, ma-hire ka ng 30,000 na isang tao. So, yung 30,000 na ba yun, is it worth it? Kaya mo ba? Dahil you did your finances and you counted how much you're earning, you will be able to decide na, yes, I think I need help. I'm willing to risk 30,000 for this person so that my business would grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meron akong kausap. Ganon na ganon. Kailangan ko na ata mag-hire para mag-scale up. Sige ko, calculate mo. Kinalculate niya annual earnings niya. Oh, business ba yan? Hobby. Kasi kung mag-hire ako, lahat ng kinita ko, napunta doon sa taong i-hire ko para maging social media manager ko. In short, it's not yet a business. It's something you're having fun with. It's not yet scalable. I think that's the word, no? Kailan ako mag-scale up?
Mm.
Diba? Again, it goes back to sinabi ni Sir Charles, are you willing to take the risk of scaling up? Kasi pwede namang, kailangan ko na talaga mag-hire. Pero may plano ka ba talaga of scaling up? Kung hobby yan, pa-live sell ka sa Facebook tulad ng daughter ko, hobby pa lang yan, hindi ba negosyo yan? Ibig sabihin, hindi yan consistent, hindi yan araw-araw mong ginagawa, wala siyang steady flow of income, you cannot hire. Diba? Hire when you know there's a positive flow of income. And then you start hiring.
You have to count.
So 1+1, Josh?
2.
Oh!
Pwede na.
Pwede na.
Oh my goodness.
Accountant eh.
Si Chingo po, accountant.
Totoo? Accountant ka?
BSA.
Sino? Sino accountant?
Ako po.
Mahiling kami. Patay tayo niya.
Pero ka.
Patay tayo sa Every Nation Campus.
hindi ko na problema yon.
Oh, well, I'm hearing a lot of risk. I think din kasi some people that can do business are afraid to do business. I mean, kumbaga, I think people, let's say lang, people say to them, I think kaya mo naman, you have the skills, you have the capabilities to do it, you even have the resources. Pero sa loob-loob niya, there's so much fear.
Mm.
Pero gusto niya, but fear is just paralyzing this person. What would you say to this kind of person or this person going through it?
Okay, start small, start simple. Because yung hindi ka simple at saka hindi masyadong malaking ng gusto mong mangyari, analysis paralysis nangyayari. You analyze too much. It's too risky. I want to attain 100,000 or I want to make 500,000 a month. You're thinking too much. Your goals are too high. That's why wala kang nagagawa. Kaya ka paralyzed and it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sobrang ano eh, I don't know, it might be greed or it might be parang hindi walang contentment sa ideas. You have to start small. Sabi ko, business is just a tool. It doesn't have to define who you are. It's like you treat it, would it grow? You would like to test it lang. So you start small and start simple. If you start with complexity and you start with really high goals that are not realistic, then it will be risky.
Mm-hmm. So ano yung mga hindi realistic?
Mm-mm.
Like mga kikita na ako in
quick rich team.
Mm.
Oo. I think kasi the people would think na, kikita ako or may ROI ako in X number of months or in one year. Usually, from what I remember, within one year, di ka pa ROI or baka nga at best, break even, at best pa nga.
Yeah.
Diba? I guess din kasi what you touched on sa last episode, marami kasing grand stories online. Yeah. I would say lang din sa mga viewers natin that yun nga, na, you know, people just want to post the good stuff online. Syempre, ayaw nila yung struggles nila kasi vulnerable sila dun eh. But yun nga, talks like this, when business people share their struggle, mas nakahinga ang mga tao na gusto magnegosyo.
Mm-hmm. Last question. Any question for you guys?
Opo, may tanong ako, Sir Charles. So, I think, sabihin natin, mag-start po ako ng business today. So, pero gusto ko po kasi talagang makarinig ng impartation or wisdom po, speaking of wisdom, di ba? What are the type of people po ba yung mga kailangan or dapat kong makausap when I start a business? Or yung mga for consultation siguro, yung mga ganun.
Mm.
Yan.
Ito sabihin ko sa inyo, no? Maganda kasi ngayon, it's different kasi you have to know kung anong industry ang gusto mong pasukin. Mm. If online, to be honest sa inyo, online, there's a community in FB groups na wala namang magtuturo sa iyo kung how to get rich talaga. Walang magsasabi sa'yo ano yung item na winning item nila. Walang magsasabi sa'yo niyan. Okay? Siyempre, it's a secret. Okay? Unless you study, you invest on yourself. You have to invest on your learning, no? Then, kung meron lang ang secret dyan, yayaman ka na talaga. Wala namang ganun. Kahit ako, until now, ito sasabihin ko, ito yung mga nabubulag, no? An item or a product would not make me rich. Okay? But, the presentation, the marketing value, the concept that you pour in a product which will be created by you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yun ang mag-a-add ng value dun sa service or sa commodity item mo. Okay, but if you're asking me, lahat to free. May Facebook blueprint, merong Google courses, it's all free. May Lazada University, may Shopee University. The problem is, are you willing to journey? Are you willing to learn and journey with the business? Yeah. Minsan, ang tao, kasi manunod na ng video, tinatamad pa. 1 month ko pa panoorin yung video. Eh, kailangan mo panoorin eh. How can you expect something na you invested on yourself na
learning mo, ito lang, 10 episodes lang pinanood mo, pero yung courses, 100 courses siya. Tapos you expect to go, to grow big time, pero nasa basic level ka pa lang ng, ang learning mo. You have to, ano? You
so,
have to,
yeah. So, tama na mga Netflix nyo.
Oo. Oo. Like, share ko lang, like, recently I bought an Amazon subscription. Raming libro na finally parang nababasa, hindi ko siya binabasa, pinapakinggan ko siya. Kasi very, I get very distracted. Yeah, I need to hear it. I can't read it. I get my mind drifts off. Ang rami kong natutunan, ang rami ko tuloy notes. I wish I did it earlier. Sobrang worthwhile niya. Na, debit card lang. Tapos, ang rami ko ng mga resources.
Nice.
And sometimes, you just go to YouTube. Marami na yan. Actually, yeah. Marami nga nang bibigay ng free content. Pero if you want a book, marami din doon. Diba?
Yep. As what we said, there's no excuse.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Learning.
Ito pa lang eh. Yung dalawang episode pa lang natin dito, parang para ka nag-university na. Diba?
Oh, crash course na to.
Na practitioner pa yung in-interview natin. Yes. Hindi lang yung nagbasa ng libro. Somebody goes to experience it. And I think if you guys can get, no, lalo na sa mga church community nyo, may mga negosyante dyan na pwede nyo kausapin, yung nire-respeto nyo mga elders sa simbahan nyo na alam nyo, yan, nagninegosyo yan, o napalaki yung negosyo niya. Take time to have coffee with them, or interviewin nyo, pakainin nyo ng hamburger. Diba? Tapos, magtanong ka lang na magtanong. I think that would be such a valuable asset for your success, no? And nandito lang din ang Big Bro and Friends para tulungan kayo, no? Kung nagustuhan niyo mga ganitong topic, request lang kayo. Marami pa kami pwedeng interviewin ng mga negosyante, mga nasa investment. I would like to help you guys and journey with you guys in your success also. Dahil alam namin si Lord, gusto rin naman na tayo maging successful at maging tama ang perspective natin when it comes to money and success. Alright?
Alright.
Wow. Ayan. So sa lahat po, please if this episode at kung lahat po ng episode namin na bless po kayo, mag-subscribe po kayo. Meron po kami sa Spotify, sa YouTube at saka sa Facebook, Big Bro and Friends. So again, to all our browsers, thank you so much. God bless you guys and hope you have a successful journey in your business. God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. It's all about me or it's about us.
Oh, me, bro. Oh.